This was really the first public hearing where people could compare the Medicaid expansion to the governor's alternative called Healthy Iowa. Doctors weighed in, like Dr. Christy Taylor, who opposes the expansion. She says the governor's plan incentivizes Iowans to take ownership of their own health.
The saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, we invented that in medicine, and it's very real and very true. I've personally seen countless examples of patients' lives changed by preventative measures. Cancers that were found early and therefore able to be treated and often cured, and disorders such as diabetes and heart disease that were caught early.
I'm all about personal responsibility and accountability, but I'm here to speak in favor of Medicaid expansion.
That's Dr. Richard Deming, the medical director of Mercy Cancer Center in Des Moines. He respects the intent of the governor's plan, but he says it won't have as much of an effect on patients who come into his office every day who lack a means of support.
And it's not until their early-stage cancer becomes late-stage cancer that they have enough symptoms that they say, Uncle, help me. And they come and we treat them, but we've lost the opportunity to cure them.
Dr. Deming, who by way of full disclosure is an underwriter for IPR, says he won't turn a patient down regardless of how lawmakers vote. Republican Representative Walt Rogers of Cedar Falls originally brought the governor's bill to the House, and he says he heard a lot of testimony in support of the Medicaid expansion, but almost everyone who supports it admits it's not a perfect system. Even if the governor's alternative passes in Iowa, the feds need to give the state a waiver. Representative Rogers.
We're going to have to assume that we're not going to be able to get that full waiver. So with that assumption, let's try to put together the best plan we can and fund it the best way we can.
Representative Rogers doesn't see the governor's plan as a financial burden on Iowans, but Senate President and Dubuque Democrat Pam Yoakum says that's wrong. She says the governor's plan puts more of a financial burden on the state. In addition, the state would have to get the federal waiver by June 30th, and she doesn't think the governor's plan would qualify.
They've already indicated a waiver will not be approved if there are premiums involved and co-pays for people that are below 138% of poverty. So if you've got a plan that's requiring that kind of mechanisms, it's probably not going to fly.
The governor's Healthy Iowa plan would only qualify for people under 100% of the poverty line. But Republicans and supporters of the governor's plan say people above that line would be supported by the state exchange set up under the Affordable Care Act. The Republican-controlled House will likely shoot down the expansion, and it'll get hammered out in some committee down the road. And the battle between the Republican governor and Senate Democrats is still to unfold. At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.